Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to join the show, you can. You can bring up anything that you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up today, apparently there was some sort of a debate, and the Libertarian candidates here in New Hampshire for U.S. Senate, Jeremy Kaufman, and a number of supporters, including the gubernatorial candidate, Carlin Borishenko, showed up. At least one or two people got assaulted by some of the Democrats at this particular debate, and our very own Reed Coverdale was on the scene. I think he's on his way back in right now, so he's running a little bit late. So I'm going to hold off on the discussion because I've got some interesting clips from our friend Joa from Breaking the Flaw, who was there streaming it live. Hopefully there's not too much profanity. I'm trying to find the segments of this where, you know, we don't have to hit the dump button. So that's on the way here tonight because it's the usual ridiculous, mindless chanting fest where people are just mindlessly chanting the name of their particular favorite political candidate. And of course, I'm very glad to see that Jeremy Kaufman actually called them out for that mindlessness because somebody had to do it. So we'll play some of that audio coming up here in a little bit. But first, the news from international levels. We got China. They are back at the lockdowns. And actually, they've been going on with the lockdowns for some period of time. Earlier this year, we covered in detail the Chinese lockdowns. I'm not even remembering what the name of the town was. It was one of the big ones. And it was like 25 million person area of China, and they were locking down to an insane level for months at a time. But it has not stopped because China has what's called the COVID zero policy. So unless there are zero cases of COVID, whatever the given city is will go into a lockdown. And it's a brutal lockdown with people being kept in their homes, not allowed to leave, with, you know, very few exceptions. And this went on for months earlier this year, and different cities have been targeted with this. And so now, according to The Sun and the-sun.com, they're back at it here. China has plunged 800,000 people in Wuhan back into lockdown as the communist nation continues its brutal COVID zero policies. Beijing is taking a no-tolerance approach to the virus, which, of course, as we all know, is completely, I mean, almost totally safe. Yeah, you might get a little bit sick. You might get a lot sick, but the odds are you're going to survive this. In fact, even if you are over the age of 80 years old, the supermajority of those people survive COVID. The only people who tend to not survive COVID are people who were basically on death's door anyway. But yet China is still treating this thing like it is just the ultimate deadly virus, and acting in a way that is actually putting, I think, more people in danger because of the lockdown policies. It's putting them in danger of losing their minds. As we saw, many people jumping from their apartment windows after some number of days of the lockdowns. They just were going insane. And, of course, we saw some of that here in the United States as well. And we predicted that here on Free Talk Live. We predicted that more people than average would be committing suicide as a result of the U.S. lockdowns, which weren't anywhere near as severe as what has happened in China. But regardless, when you take human beings and you separate them from other human beings, you don't let them go outside and get some fresh air and get some sunlight. I mean, these are like classic torture conditions. There have been, you know, jails, prison conditions where they take you away, they put you in the hole, as they call it, right? Like, you're in prison, it's already a bad place to be. But if you're a bad boy or a girl, they will take you and put you in the worst place in the prison, which is the place where you don't get to encounter other people. And for most people, that will break them. Now, whether they get better later on or not is, you know, completely up to them how they handle that situation. Some people handle it better than others. Like, I was in solitary confinement while I was in jail for the Crypto 6 charges last year. I spent about 2.5 months in solitary confinement. But I was locked down for 23 hours a day, and the 1 hour I got out was I got to walk the cell block and make phone calls and things like that. I don't know if you get that when you're in the hole. I suspect you don't. Somebody, if you know more and you want to comment, you can join us at 603-283-6160. But, you know, normally prison and the hole are reserved for people that have allegedly, at the very least, committed some sort of criminal act. You know, whatever that might be. Now, we certainly don't agree on this show that a lot of the things that are quote-unquote crimes should be. But regardless, generally they have to convict you of something before you're set to these conditions. But in China, they are being locked up in the equivalent of solitary confinement without even, in some cases, an hour a day out. With, you know, no conviction whatsoever, just because somebody had this COVID. It's not a lockdown for the people that have COVID, which I still wouldn't support. It's a lockdown for absolutely everybody. So they're enforcing the lockdown, according to The Sun, in the city after just 20 to 25 new infections a day this week. Chinese President Xi Jinping, who was this week made emperor for life, is using what has been dubbed as the world's strictest lockdown to control its citizens. Wuhan has now joined 27 other cities under varying levels of lockdown rules, with nearly 210 million people impacted by the restrictions. The city was the site of the world's first COVID outbreak, sounding the alarm to the World Health Organization. Well, at least it was the first COVID outbreak that was sort of publicly announced. I mean, there were people who were saying that they believed they had COVID much earlier than February. They say here it was December 31st, 2019. We started to see it around February. There were people who thought they had COVID in, you know, in late 2019. And they probably did, because COVID is just another modified cold, basically. So who knows where this actually started. But the story here, Chinese nationwide are recording just 1,000 new cases nationwide from their population of 1.4 billion. Wuhan has registered 240 cases over the last 2 weeks. But that was enough to tip the scales, as 800,000 people in one district were ordered to stay home until at least October 30th. And of course, as we know, these lockdowns tend to go on and on and on. The one earlier this year in China was, you know, months before they finally started letting people out. It was literally something like 3 months that people had to stay indoors and basically rely not quite on the government to get their food, because there were still, quote-unquote, whatever the equivalent of a private company is over there that were, you know, running these grocers. But they were only allowed to deliver to people for a certain period of time per day, and they couldn't deliver it directly to them. They had to leave the food outside of the apartment complex, and then the apartment complex would have one person or two people that were allowed to leave. Of course, everybody's being tested for COVID every single day. Government agents lining up outside, testing people for COVID every single day. So these people, that's sort of the designated runners, would go downstairs in their apartment complexes, pick up whatever the food was that was left there, and then distribute it to the people that lived in the apartment complex. So if the food delivery came in at 8 in the morning, and the runners weren't allowed to go out until 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that food was sitting out there, which could have been meat, for instance, was sitting out in the hot sunlight in what was 80-degree weather at the time. So a lot of it was bad, all, you know, by the time it got to the people that it was supposed to get to. And some of it was bad anyway, just because the food distribution was lacking there in China. Reed Coverdale is going to be joining us here. Coming up, we're going to get into what happened today, because there was quite a bit of action outside of a Senate debate here in New Hampshire featuring Jeremy Kaufman, the Senate candidate. And we also have his video from earlier this week that we haven't played yet called War is Retarded. Been meaning to get to that, too. That's all on the way here. You can share your thoughts. 603-28.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Reed Coverdale.
Reed, did you just get back in from your day in Manchester, or were you already back tonight after?
I was hanging out in Peterborough.
Cool.
But yeah, it was a crazy day today.
Today, you were in Manchester, New Hampshire at
Concord.
Concord.
Yeah.
Okay. At the NHPR studios,
yeah.
Apparently. And this was for a debate that was going to happen that I was surprised to find out, like, people outside of New Hampshire are even paying attention to what's happening here. Because normally I wouldn't want to bore somebody listening to this show with local politics. And even though it's a U.S. Senate race, it still seems local to talk about it. But mm-hmm. I was surprised. I was on the phone with a program director today because I've been calling talk radio stations, as I normally do. But I'm trying to get them ready for some end-of-the-year changes that are coming to Free Talk Live. And so this one station actually was a former talk station, or formerly a talk station, that was still kind of showing up on our list. We can audit the satellite system that we're on and see which stations are taking our show so we can tell whether or not we know they're there. Like, if we didn't know they were there but they're taking the show, we can reach out to them and say, hey, thanks for taking Free Talk Live. It'd be great to be able to, acknowledge you officially. Because
right.
we have this unlocked channel, so any station can just take our content, not tell us about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they were on that list, but I knew they probably weren't still running the show, but I just still had to call them anyway. So anyway, I got this guy on the phone, and he did confirm, yeah, they're playing music. They're not even a talk station anymore. But he asked me about this race, and this guy's in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, who's that general that's running for Senate up there? And I said, oh, it's Don Bolduc. And he said, well, yeah, I hope he wins or something like that. He's obviously a Republican. It's mm-hmm. talk radio, right? Most of these people are probably Republicans that are running these stations. And I wasn't going to get into an argument with the guy or whatever. I just made some general statement about how all politicians are liars. And he said something like, well, yeah, of course, but the other one's a communist. And he's talking about the Maggie Hassan,
yeah, yeah.
who's the Democrat in the race. And it's like I said, I'm not, there's no point in getting into a fight or whatever, or an argument with a program director. No one's listening, right? Like, it's another thing if we have somebody on the show and we can have a discussion or an argument with that person, then at least we have the potential to persuade somebody who's in our audience listening. But so I just kind of let that be. I just thought it was weird that, like, somebody in Mississippi would even be aware of what was going on in little old New Hampshire.
I think it's probably because they're within a point or two of each other polling now, where she used to be, I think, like 6% ahead of him or something.
So you think that might be getting some national coverage?
Yeah, so now we're a swing election.
Mm.
I know there's a few close ones. The one in Arizona is close now, and so is the one in Pennsylvania now after the Fetterman debate. I don't know if you saw any of that. That was incredible.
No, the only debate footage I've seen is a little bit from Shane Hazel, the Georgia Libertarian, who just did an amazing job,
yeah,
it seemed
did.
Like, down there. I was amazed they let him into the debate.
Yeah,
he
probably
like
felt like it was a mistake afterward.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
But that's what, the Libertarians here in New Hampshire are, of course, pushing for. They're pushing for fair debates being held by these various different media organizations who will, on the one hand, actually interview the Libertarian. For instance, the Libertarian candidate for governor, Carlin Borchenko, was interviewed apparently recently on NHPR,
yeah.
and she used that opportunity to call for NHPR to actually be fair and allow Jeremy Kaufman into the debate that they were hosting. And I don't have the clip to play right now, but there's not much to it. She makes that point. She's like, yeah, you guys support democracy on NHPR, so why don't you support democracy by showing the viewers or the listeners or whatever all of the registered candidates, everybody who's going to be on the ballot. And the host that was asking her questions just stumbled a bit.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to say, and he just kind of moved on to the next point. He says, well, our debate requirements are posted publicly, and then just kind of moved to the next question.
Yeah.
They can't address this, can they?
No. Today, outside the debate, we met with a bunch of Maggie Hassan supporters, and
quote unquote mess.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just monkeys shouting, and I think Jerry Coffin actually called them monkeys at one point.
Yeah, I forget his exact words. It was like, "You evil, disgusting monkeys," I think is what he called them.
Yeah,
but
that's absolutely true.
Oh yeah, I mean, there was no intelligence at all.
You know what? It's actually an insult to a monkey.
That's true.
Because I mean, the monkeys, you know, they can figure things out. They can use words. You know, once they're trained on how to use sign language and things like that. So these people are lower than monkeys.
And I don't think there was a single organic supporter there. I think everyone was probably paid. It was certainly orchestrated.
How can you tell?
So we showed up and there were, I don't know, 40 or so, maybe 50 people with these big, like, I don't know, 5 by 8 foot Maggie Hassan signs.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, wow, that's pretty amazing. They're all out here already. And then
how early were you for this?
We got there around 10,
and
the doors open at 11, and it started at noon.
And they were already there when you got there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'll get to the rest of the story later, but we get there, and we have, like, all these interactions with them, and we, you know, at
actual
the,
speaking to them?
Yeah, well, just not really. I mean, we were speaking to them.
Yeah, one-sided. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
But what I want to get to first is at the end of this, they threw all their signs in one construction van and all disappeared at the same time. So they were there for when Maggie Hassan showed up, and they got a nice picture for social media with all these people
with
signs.
Quote-unquote supporters.
And then as soon as that was over, they put all their signs into this construction van, and then the construction van just drove away. All the people left. So I don't think any of them were really, you know, there.
Just to clarify, they were there when she arrived. Were they there when she exited?
I don't no, I mean, at least unless they came back.
So they cleared out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was very strange. There were two.
What about the Don Bulldog?
Yeah, there were two of them.
Wow.
And they were real, and we talked to them, and they were nice. And the funny thing was, we, you know, all these Maggie Hassan supporters, they were just chanting, "Maggie, Maggie." That's all
they
said the whole time. And so Jeremy and I had a bullhorn, and we also had a loudspeaker, and we were walking up and down saying all this stuff and calling them out for claiming that they're Democrats but not supporting democracy. And then the two Republicans that were there, they actually said, yeah, you know what, we think this guy should be allowed in the debate. So I was saying, you guys are being out-democracied by a Republican. You know, you're claiming the Republicans want to destroy democracy, but they're more democratic than you are.
I've actually got a clip of where, and I don't know if it happened more than once, but Joa from Breaking the Flaw was out there streaming video live. There's about a 50-minute long video here, and I'm in about 20, it looks like about 30 minutes in, where Jeremy grabs the microphone and he goes off.
We're here to stay on the mic. We're wondering if any Democrat want to articulate why libertarians shouldn't be allowed in the debate. Anyone want to speak in defense of Maggie? Anyone here brave enough to speak in defense of Maggie? We're going to give you the mic. We're going to give you the mic. Yes, we understand there are a lot of 85 IQ apes who can only shout a name. Is there anyone here with a brain and an ability to use words?
And, you know, I haven't watched the full 49 minutes here, but I suspect not one. I suspect not one of these people bothered to actually have a conversation.
Not one.
Took the microphone. We're going to continue here. The number is 603-283-6160. That part was actually intelligible. You can understand, Jeremy. There's later on, it's just constant shouting of Maggie, and essentially it drowns out what he's trying to say. There's more coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Americans expect to spend more money on Christmas gifts this year. Those surveyed in a new poll from Gallup anticipate they'll shell out $932. The predicted increase comes despite record high inflation that has driven up the cost of everyday items. It's the fourth anniversary of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. It happened in Pittsburgh, and President Biden is praising the community for coming together following the tragedy in which an alleged white supremacist killed 11 worshippers at a synagogue in 2018. Mortgage rates are increasing yet again. Freddie Mac says the 30-year rate went up to 7.08% this week. That's more than double what it was this time last year. It comes as the Fed Reserve has been hiking interest rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation this year. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Show here and bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about mindless drones who attend these political rallies. And of course, you know, big question is, are these people real? I mean, what I mean by that is, are they actually there for their own reasons, or are they paid to be there? Do they actually have any independent thoughts of their own that they're willing to share? Well, according to the video that we're going to play a little bit more from here, the Senate debate that happened at the New Hampshire Public Radio Studios today in Concord that Reed was attending, no, not a single one of the people that were chanting mindlessly for the Democrat candidate were willing to actually speak.
You know what? I think the best possible thing you could... I like to do, like, counter-trolling.
By the way, welcome, Matt.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Matt here.
Thanks for joining us.
I was telling somebody the other day, I went into a gun shop, right? And it turns out the people in there, they're kind of pro-Trumpy, but I was kind of trying to speak some logic to them, pull them into... You know, more of a liberty mindset.
Because Trump did ban guns.
Right, yeah. So let's be real about Trump, okay? Yeah. Let's not you know, kiss the ring too much. And what I was telling them was that one of the most fun things you can do in New Hampshire is attend a Democrat Party meeting.
An open carry?
No. We're not going to do that. No, even better. This is what you really do. You dress up in what I call your Vermont costume. So this is like a Woolrich vest with a pair of corduroys and a pair of reading glasses, and you look like a Democrat. And you slide in there. And you slide in there. And you know who's going to run the show? It's going to be Zandra Hawkins.
That is the person who's running an organization called Granite State Progress.
Yeah, and she's
not a native. She's not from
New Hampshire. And she's got funding, because I think this is all she does. This is all she does. I don't think she has a job. I think this is what she does.
It is, absolutely. The funding comes from George Soros.
Got to. I don't like to say that, because then they just accuse us of Coke money, but I don't think anyone in the Free State Project's ever taken any Coke Foundation money that I know of anyway. But, she's getting money from somewhere. For sure, because I don't think she has a normal job. And the most fun you can have is pretend to be a Democrat and maintain the character the entire time. And when she says what good communist idea she's got, and she's not pitching them as communists, because most of the people at these meetings are like 90-year-old Democrats who are Jeffersonian at heart, if you were to dig into them. And when she says something that's a little past Jefferson, you stand up and say, well, that's not what Thomas Jefferson would do. And you start going all for Jefferson, and all those old people start bobbing their heads up and down. Yeah, that's how it really ought to be. Why do we want to do this other thing? And it makes Zandra's life really hard when you do that. It's hilarious and good fun to do it. So walking into a crowd like this with all these NPCs, I think the best thing you could do is be a fellow NPC, except going around looking at the guy next to you and saying, this is the easiest $300 I ever made getting on that bus up here.
Just to see if they'll reveal they're getting paid.
This is the easiest $300 I ever made. See if any of them say, they gave you $300? They only gave me $150.
You know, what you bring up there, Matt, it reminds me of somebody that posted on, I guess I shouldn't say where it was. I'm going to see if I can find what they said. Okay, so I won't say who and I won't say where, because this was posted somewhere not very public.
Okay.
But this person is purportedly a Free Stater, somebody who migrated here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which, for those that are new to the show, is the idea of libertarians coming to the same geographic area. A lot of us are here for that very reason. And this person attended a Democrats meeting in the area in which, presumably, they live. 10 people attended, including this person. He says they were all very normy and inside-the-box thinkers. For example, there are signs in town accusing, fill in the Democrat candidate, I don't want to say which one because it'll reveal potentially where this was, of voting for an income tax, and their proposal to counter this was to print signs in the same color saying she supports families. It would be fairly straightforward to take over the organization, as the numbers are tiny. I also have put a lot of thought into how I'm going to be a Democrat, and I think immigration, housing, and the justice system are places where I can find a lot of common ground and be very sincere in my efforts and position. Their strategic thinking was terrible. If I just gave constructive criticism on strategy, it could double their effectiveness. So that was the feedback from this gentleman who attended, or lady, who knows, who attended one of these Democrat meetings, which is indication of something I have long been suggesting here, is that there's a lot of public awareness that Free Staters, quote unquote, are infiltrating into the Republican Party, but it's not like a secret thing.
Right.
It's
most of the Republicans are cool with it.
Now, maybe it's most of them, but there's a bunch of them that don't like it. So it's not a secret. It's well known that Free Staters have been joining the Republican Party. They've been running as candidates. They've been winning as Republican candidates for some number of years. But it's less public, the number of Free Staters who are joining the Democrats. And I'm refreshed. I'm pleased to know that this is happening, even if it's being kept on the down low, which is probably the smartest thing to do, right?
They will run you out on a rail.
You don't want to go in with your, you know, with Free Stater name badge to go into a Democrat meeting. Although, that could be an approach. I mean, it was tried here in Keene like a decade ago, and they literally did refuse them access to the meeting. There was like a guy at the door who refused to allow
them. They ran you out on a rail.
To come in. Eventually, they had to allow them in because it's a public meeting. These are public parties.
But you're never going to get anywhere with them. That's your opportunity to win them with sweetness is gone at that point.
Right. And what we learned, at least here in Keene, when we did come into the Republican Party, because out here in Keene, it's sort of like the leftist stronghold here in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and the thought was that the Keene Republican Party is weak as hell, like because they can't ever, they barely even field candidates to run for office in Keene because they know they're going to lose. So
well, there was that one time they ran that transgender, pink-haired, six-foot-tall sheriff's candidate.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, there was. They didn't know that she was running.
Oh, that's right.
And they caught him by surprise.
They tried to scramble and replace her at the last second with some other dude.
And she's running, by the way, again for city council. Right. Or not city council, state rep. She's running in one of the city ward races.
Excellent.
So she will be on the ballot for state rep in one of the wards of Keene. And you know that upsets them.
I'm sure.
Because the Republicans, they... My sort of impression of what they're doing here is they know they're weak. They know they're literally dying off. And I suspect that's true of the Democrats. The person writing this didn't get into the demographics, but it would be interesting to ask of the 10 people in the meeting how many of them were under the age of 60.
Mm-hmm.
Because I suspect it's true of the Democrats as well.
It is.
If you go to their events, you'll see there's a lot of
old folks.
A lot of old people. And these are the real ones, Reed. You were talking about the group of people that were chanting Maggie Hassan outside of the debate today, and I would definitely want to get back into that. Because looking at the video, you can tell these are not mostly old people.
Right.
These are younger people.
College
a lot
kids
of energy.
From Massachusetts.
Yeah. But when you actually go to the Democrat meetings, that's when you see who the real, you know, base level core activists are. So he's saying there was only 10 people at this particular meeting in this town. And the Republican meetings here were pretty similar. They were pretty pathetic. And we thought, oh, well, this won't be hard to get in and kind of, you know, take over. And to be fair, they were very welcoming towards us. They seemed to be really excited to see somebody under the age of 45 show up at their meetings, and they weren't even really rude to Aria, at least not to her face. Certainly some of them were talking behind her back, that much is for sure, but they were, you know, welcoming. In fact, they even nominated me without me asking. I didn't really even want this, but they nominated me as the chairman
of the
Keene Republican Party. But what happened was they didn't want Aria as the treasurer or whatever, or secretary or something like that. And they rallied the troops. So they went from a handful of attendees to like no more than five to like 15 in one meeting because they wanted to prevent Aria from getting on to a board of directors position.
And they're clownishly stupid. And, you know, I was just talking about the gun shop. I was talking to them about that. And I said the Republican Party in this area missed a golden egg of an opportunity by not touting Aria as their tranny.
Yeah.
They should have done that.
Should have.
Look at us. We're like, you know, we're very accepting.
So I'm glad to see people in the Free State are absolutely infiltrating the Democrats. This can only lead to
good
more
things.
Political fun down the line. But we're going to get back into the action outside of the debate.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here if you want to join us talking about this sort of mindless political followers, these chanting monkeys that are shouting names. And this has always been something that has just bothered the hell out of me. Going to these political events, I mean, it's annoying enough to even be involved in politics, but then when you actually show up somewhere to support somebody, like, you know, in this case, Jeremy Kaufman, the U.S. Senate candidate for the Libertarians here in New Hampshire, you can barely even think because you're being bombarded from all sides usually. Now, to be fair to the Republicans, they only had two people show up to this, so they didn't really have much of an opportunity to do any chanting. But they'll do it, too, if they have enough people. They'll just mindlessly chant the name of their candidate. So it's hard to really even think during these events. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Matt, and Reed Coverdale.
And so what we started, when you jumped into the discussion here tonight, Reed, we started talking about today's event in Concord, New Hampshire, outside of the New Hampshire Public Radio studios, where there was going to be a debate for the Senate candidates, except for the Libertarian, of course, because the mainstream media doesn't want to give the Libertarians too much.
It would be a threat to democracy to include the Libertarian in the debate.
It would all be over with.
Yeah, and so, Reed, you were there for this. You saw the whole thing happen. You guys didn't actually go into the debate.
Well, one person did.
Oh, really?
As media. I forget what his name is, but he got in. And then someone else, a couple other people, including Jeremy, ran behind Maggie Hassan into the building, and then they were escorted pretty quickly.
So in the footage here, Jeremy grabs a microphone. You guys are outside of the studios. Luckily, it was a beautiful day, so mm-hmm. it wasn't too cold or anything. But there's something like 40 or 50 of these Maggie Hassan supporters, all with big campaign-issued, five-foot-wide kind of signs that they're holding on to. You said they had a photo op with Maggie before she went into the door. And they are chanting mindlessly. And Jeremy gets on a microphone with, like, you know, some sort of handheld. It wasn't a megaphone. It was like a mic actually hooked up to a loudspeaker.
We had a couple different ones. We had a megaphone and what you're talking about.
This is better than a megaphone because megaphones are just, they just don't sound good.
It's hard. They're tinny.
Yeah, they're real tinny. This, he got a lot more bass in his voice. It sounded a lot better. But even so, at some point in this video, he gets drowned out by the mindless drones.
Many of you are continuing to prove you're 85 IQ monkeys. I get it. Shout out that you're a monkey with no brain inside of your head. That's right. Is there anyone who wants to talk? I'll give you the mic. I'm going to give it to you. You can talk for as long as you like. Talk about why you're supporting Maggie. Anyone want to articulate why they support Maggie?
I love that. That wasn't one of us. That was one of
them. Question for you. How does that feel to be on Maggie? You have no brain. How does that feel? That everyone is going to see that you don't have brain cells in there. There's nothing in there. You see, there's nothing.
Trying out his Alex Stein impersonation.
This woman is shouting her head off. She's trying to actually pull away from Jeremy as he's kind of pointing at her, as he's indicating, as he's speaking to her. And she isn't even willing to say, get away from me, or like,
she's a bot.
She just won't stop chanting.
They're absolute bots. These people are absolute NPCs. She doesn't have, the thing is, you know what I think it is with them? I think that lady, whoever she is, probably doesn't have a political persuasion one way or another, doesn't really know what's going on. Somebody said, this is the cool thing to do. Let's all get on the bus and take this $100 and go up to New Hampshire for the afternoon. We'll get lunch and come home, have a couple beers, and we're on our way home. And she did it, and then she got confronted by that guy.
She wasn't expecting
and
that.
And she's like, oh my God, what do I do? I'm just going to do what everybody else is doing because I'm a bot.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. That's what you're looking at right there. That is a real-life NPC.
Absolutely.
Like, she might not even be the kind that got her knowledge from CNN. She might not watch the news at all, has zero idea what's going on.
She might be a Republican from Connecticut.
She has no idea.
Take $100.
Sure. Who knows?
Yeah. See, now they've mixed it up a little. They're doing Maggie Hassan.
Yeah, they've added her last name.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
In defense of Maggie. No one. Yeah,
not a single person at any point actually takes the microphone and speaks anything other than Maggie Hassan.
Is this the woman in the mask?
The same one.
Oh.
No, I think he was pointing at the same one.
I think it was the same blonde lady.
He was singling out earlier.
Yeah.
And some of the video, I can't play because Joa was a little more profane than usual. Joa's the one doing the videoing here. But at one point prior to Jeremy taking the mic, Joa's kind of making the rounds down the same sort of gauntlet, I guess you could call it, of these Maggie Hassan people. And he's just calling them out, just saying, look, this woman wants to...
Word.
Yeah, this woman wants to put black people in prison for drugs. She wants to continue the war on drugs. So a lot of points were made about, you know, this Hassan is not some sort of peace-loving person like a lot of Democrats want to believe about their candidates.
The other thing he kept saying was Maggie Hassan, like, he was like, build the wall. If you want to build the wall, say Maggie Hassan or whatever. Stuff that they would, recoil at if they actually knew. But
I did have that clip. I don't know if it's right here. Yeah, I've got it right here. This is Jeremy, I guess, took the same speaker and then went up in front of the entrance to NHPR.
So that was actually, I think, before the other clips you were just showing.
Okay.
So we did that first, and then he was asked to leave from the entrance. So then we just started harassing the Maggie Hassan supporters.
Well, here's what he had to say.
Thank you for proving once again that all a Democrat can do is spell, and barely that. Thank you! Is there anyone here capable of expressing an independent thought or referencing any kind of opinion or idea whatsoever? Who hates freedom?
If Maggie Hassan!
Give me a Maggie! Give me a Maggie if you hate freedom! Can I get a Maggie?
Now, obviously, the libertarians were the ones who said that one, but
you can hear in the background that constant, yeah.
Yeah.
Maggie, if you want to build a wall, can I get a Maggie? Who wants to continue the drug war? Can I get a Maggie? Who wants to put as many black and brown people?
Now, it would have been interesting if one of them had spoken, because yeah. I would love to, honestly.
If you stuck that microphone in my face and said, tell me what you think, I'd grab it give you a litany 5 straight minutes long without a breath.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I would love to honestly hear one of their responses to any of these points. Talking about the war on drugs, the actual dropping bombs type wars that this woman supports. I mean, all of the things that she supports that supposedly peace-loving Democrats should be against. What do they say to that? I suspect they would just say, well, she's not as bad as Don Bolduc, because that's all the Republicans say, you know, about Maggie Hassan. Oh, well, we got to vote for Don Bolduc because he's not Maggie, and we can't vote for the Libertarian.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he's legitimate. Jeremy does want to have this conversation. He would have had a conversation.
Oh, he'd have it in a heartbeat. Jeremy would talk to anybody about anything.
With any one of these people. But he was there for, how long was this whole thing?
Oh, we were there 2-ish hours? Hour and a half, something like that, yeah.
And you guys packed it up after the Democrats went home.
Yeah. Right? We waited for Don Bolduc to show up, and then after he went in and the debate started, everyone was gone, so we just left after that.
Yeah, there was an image that was shared on social media of Jeremy shaking Don Bolduc's hand, and Bolduc made some statement about how he supports Jeremy being in the debates, and then, of course, proceeded to do nothing about that.
Yeah.
Because if he actually...
That's what his campaign does. They say, oh, yes, we'll do this, and then they don't. I have some personal experience with that, too.
Well, you got to remember, Bolduc himself is kind of a bot. I mean, that guy has made a living on just executing someone else's orders.
Yeah. Sure.
He's not a guy who can think for himself at all. His entire career has consisted of doing what somebody else told him to do.
I will say he's much more personable and easier to not hate than Maggie Hassan, but he is just saying all the right things at the right time. You know, like, he'll say whatever he needs
to say.
Subject
to change at any minute.
Exactly, in front of, like, whatever crowd he's talking to. So, when he's talking to us, he's a nice guy all the time. He's never rude to us, and...
Sure, he wants your vote.
Exactly. But he just changes it.
Is he dumb? I mean, does he know who you are? Why would he want your vote? He doesn't really think he's going
to get it. He's desperate.
No, like when he talks to libertarians, he says stuff like, yeah, these wars are crazy, and, you know, we really need to rein in this spending. And but then he talks to someone else.
And he calls to go all in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Militarily.
Yeah.
And then bring China into the fight. We played that clip last week.
Yeah.
In fact, Reed, you were initially promised, I think, by his wife, an interview?
Yeah, so there were two. His wife I met at an event about a month ago now, and she said she got my contact info and said she'd try to get him on my show. And then a couple weeks went by, and then Tulsi Gabbard endorsed him and everything, came back to campaign for him. That's when I got kicked out of that event. And they said, look, we'll get him on your show.
This was his, like, manager.
Yeah. Right? And I said, all right, well, I've already tried this. And the team said they don't have time. I said, but we will this time. We can get him on your show.
Uh-huh.
And then they just told me a couple days ago they can't.
Oh, shocking. You were heartbroken, I'm sure.
I was very shocked. Very surprised.
More coming up here in moments on what happened. There's an interaction with one old guy. Well,
oh my God.
Kind of an interaction. We'll play that on the way here. And your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. This about the shouting monkey.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis,
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.